Norman LePage restaurants in the metro area, including Nifty Norman's in Walled Lake, Norm's Oyster Bar and Grill in Southfield, and Norman's Eaton Street Station in fashionable Birmingham. Your choice, any one of those three fine restaurants.
We promised to say hello to Stephanie Johnson this morning, who's going in to have her tonsils removed.
Big day in her life.
And she's 9 years old. She's worried about it a little bit, and we just wanted to put her mind at ease, tell her to be okay. Of course, you have here with Rogers and Holiday two baby boomers in the same room with our tonsils.
Yeah. Bruce, you have yours?
I got socks older than both of you guys.
Yeah, I still have my tonsils.
That's three of us.
That is unusual because our age group, they used to just yank them right out of their first sore throat, and here we are. And I understand mine are big uglies, too.
Yeah. We should go in with Stephanie. Maybe we can get a deal for like a four-pack, you know?
Well, here it is, the song you'll leave though just after noon today. The Light FM Light Lunch Song of the Day is Baby Grand. Billy Joel and Ray Charles with Rogers and Holiday at WLTI.
736, 93 Light FM, WLTI. 24 before 8 o'clock as you ride to work.
93 Light FM, WLTI. Smokey Robinson with Eddie Rogers and Pat Holiday this morning. It's 20 before 8 o'clock, 740. A lot of blue sky this morning. Pretty good day in store. And we've got a new sponsor we're going to welcome coming up, too. So hang in for that.
Yes, indeed. Let's go over to Metro Traffic and Bill Alexander and see how those roads are doing, Bill.
Guys, there is a price to beauty. It's part of the... I can just leave
what
it
would
that.
You know about that?
You paid too much.
I did, and I want my real... All right, I want my original nose back. I'm sorry. Okay. Now I'm talking about the Lodgeability project that's going on.
Oh.
All right.
93, Light FM, WLTI, Chicago with Rogers and Holiday.
An equal opportunity lender.
Well, as promised, we're going to check in with Harry Reasoner, catch up with him on the road again. So we're going to flip the switch to the satellite hookup. Harry, if you can hear us, you're on.
I'm Harry Reasoner, on the road at the Capitol Hill Lounge in Washington, D.C., with a look at the world for Rogers and Holiday. Death and taxes, both are inevitable.
Really?
Actually, in my case, both are pretty close, too. April 15th is just around the corner.
It is, yeah.
And remember Haley's Comet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the second time I'd seen it.
You've been around a while, huh?
Just move on. Move on with it. Come on.
I hate tax time. It seems like every year I have to go next door and borrow a cup of receipts. Anyway.
A cup of receipts?
Anyway, after talking with the IRS folks here, I thought I'd pass along a few things to consider if you get into a tax audit.
Okay.
First off, don't ask if you can deduct Dr. Pepper as a medical expense. It's also not a good idea to tell the auditor that you know a guy who could redecorate his office cheap, but he'd have to pay in cash. I've seen if those are the filing cabinets where they put all the arms and legs. It's a pretty good no-no tool. If you think you're really going to owe a lot of penalties, quietly whispering that your wife will be back in a moment after she gets the firstborn child gift wrap may help. Just hope that the auditor doesn't have a large family.
Really?
For Rogers and Holiday, on the road from D.C., I'm Harry Reasoner.
Thanks, Harry.
Are you sure Fawn Hall comes in here every day for lunch?
What?
No. I would never have guessed you taught her to play championship caliber Donkey Kong. Give me a couple of quarters. Let me take a shot at it. What do you mean I'm too stiff?
Barry.
Huh? How loose do you have to be to play Donkey Kong? Give me a look. Come on.
Thank you, Harry. Mike Kelly's coming up next. Yellow Rogers and Holiday Light FM.
Oh, how about a little respect? All right, let's
Rogers.
Go.
Rogers!
Come on, laugh it up, all right?
What's going on, my man?
I tell you, you're not going to believe it. I just bought my wife something she's been itching for, you know?
What's that?
Long-stem poison ivy, okay? I tell you, my wife, she's no bargain either, all right? She makes love every night of the week. I just wish once in a while she'd come home. My wife fools around a lot. She's had more shoes under her bed than Imelda Marcos, you know? She's had more relations than the Asmund family. Okay? I tell you, her picture in a high school yearbook was a centerfold, all right?
Yeah,
but I tell you, fellas, my wife really pampers me, all right? In fact, they keep telling her, enough with the Pampers. I've been toilet trained for years, okay? And tough, I'll tell you, she's tough, you know? I was sick last week, and the doctor told me to rest in bed and drink plenty of fluids, all right?
Yeah?
And she brought me a waterbed and a straw.
We gotta go.
Right, fellas, I gotta go. My wife's cooking dinner tonight, and I gotta see if my insurance policy covers death by tuna casserole, okay?
Good morning, boys.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, look who's here.
It's nice.
It is the man with all the answers.
Yes.
And most of the questions.
Yes.
The Ramalama.
I'm so confused. I spent a weekend looking for the child within me. It was Punky Brewster. You know, I just can't decide which tastes better. Coke, classic Coke, Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, caffeine-free Coke, or Amoco Super Lead-Free. So many questions, Mr. DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, Mr. DJ, how far from the phone do you have to stand for it to be a long-distance phone call?
Pat, what do you think? Probably about 100 miles.
Another question. Are ladies of the night paid by the hour, or is it piecework? You have no doubt heard... You have no doubt heard that you should talk to your plants.
Yes, I've heard that. Do they talk back?
Well, mine are artificial, so should I lie to them?
You could get away with it.
And finally, a tip for those of you who would like to hold down the cost of car repairs. When the mechanic asks you what kind of car that you have, don't reply, green. Please, may I go?
Please, because Randy Stevenson, our producer, is dying in here.
Yes, he is. We're going to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation if we can get a camel in here for him. But first, some words of wisdom.
He's on the floor.
Give a man a fish, and you have fed him for a day. But teach a man to fish, and you can then sell him worms.
Yes, you can.
That's a capitalist joke. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Good morning, reporting for Rogers and Holiday. This is Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, Walter.
In the news over the weekend, to further bolster the new macho image, Vice President Bush sucker-punched the Easter Bunny. This just in, CBS has made a mid-season slogan change to third place, because we like it there. No, I told them that when they blew me out for being old, they'd be sucking wind down the road. And this old reporter has called the shots once again.
Yeah, you have. Well, get them, Walter. Yeah.
And finally, politics may have hit an all-time low. Last night, they were selling congressmen on the Home Shopping Network. And that's the way it is. This is Walter Cronkite. And I want my old job back.
Once again on Light FM, it's time for Mr. Action, the purveyor of justice among the unjust.
What the hell does mean?
Really, I don't know.
All right, Mr. Action, today's letter is from the Turk. Now, the Turk writes, Dear Mr. Action, I'm a scalper, and I don't mean a Comanche Indian. Here's my problem. I sold all of my George Michael tickets without keeping one for myself, and I really like the guy. Please, Mr. Action, I'd give my right arm to see George Michael.
We can arrange that. Well, Turk, Mr. Action will be getting you into the George Michael concert, although I do think he's kind of a weenie with all those earrings and that. But when you get there, don't plan on doing any applauding. See, Mr. Action doesn't like scalpers. He thinks they deserve a pat on the back with a sledgehammer or a garden rake or a chainsaw or a Ginsu knife.
All right.
But wait, there's more.
Sure.
Listen, next time you charge an arm and a leg for a ticket, Turkey, remember you'll have one less to make change with. Now you got your choice. You can either send me that arm via Federal Express or I can come to your house and blow it clean off with a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world.
Okay, enough. All right,
been tipped or taken advantage of and you've tried everything you can think of, don't take your problem to the law. Take it to Mr. Action.
Yellow Light FM, Rogers and Holiday.
Hi. Listen, can I play your contest?
Buzz, hi. You mean the Fashion 500, right?
Yeah. I could really use some new clothes.
Yeah, we can imagine.
You know, I make my own shoes from the skin that forms on chocolate pudding.
Gross. Buzz, wow, that's a... Just be the 30th caller, Buzz, when we play the song, and the Fashion 500 is yours.
That's too complicated for me. You know, it's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
Uh-huh.
I went to a hardware store the other day and bought some used paint.
Uh-huh.
It came in the shape of a house. I have a map of the United States that's actual size. People ask me where I live. I say E5. Last summer, I folded it.
Uh-huh.
I live in a house on the median strip of a highway.
Yeah.
It's a nice grassy area. I like it. The only thing is, when I leave my driveway, I have to be going 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, that could be tough.
Listen, I'll call back when you guys aren't so busy.
Yeah, you, hello? Hello? That's it, huh? Well, here we go. As promised, it's time once again for the Eddie Murphy Quick Quiz. We throw out a subject, and Eddie has the facts. Come on in, Eddie. Are you ready here?
Yeah, but listen, I got to tell you, how come you guys get to wear the earphones, and I don't get none?
Well, man,
no.
We
next time, I want some earphones, and I want some good ones now.
Okay.
Eddie. Good. Eddie got some nice ones.
Thanks.
What's those?
AKG.
Huh? Yeah. I want those. They'd be cool, sure. Ed.
Oh, no. You want these?
You can lend them to Eddie Murphy.
Well, these are mine.
No, I just take them, you know.
We'll get you.
I won't do nothing to them. I ain't going to get no palm wax on them or something. Maybe I will. In that case, y'all should be lucky. That's the near you're going to get to getting lucky this week.
All right, Eddie. All right, here we go. Here's the first subject, housework.
You know, it's time to start your spring cleaning when a dog bury his bones in the living room rug. It's time.
Yes, really. All right, Eddie, how about television?
Ever see anybody see Who's the Boss?
Sure,
can it get it? Can you have any more fun than that? That's a simple question. Have any more fun than one?
Well, I don't know.
Tonight on Who's the Boss, Tony makes a little extra cash by using his dustbuster to perform a liposuction on several of the PTA leaders.
Okay, Eddie, that's about it. Thanks.
Thank you for banging on the microphone.
I didn't mean to bang on your board.
Okay,
don't get
do
yourself
it.
So excited.
Okay.
Get the hell out of here. I got to go now. Y'all take it easy. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie.